Hey guys, today we're going to learn Let It Be by the Beatles. Let's jump into this.
So it's jam-packed today. We've got the strumming pattern, we've got all the chords, we've got the structure of the song, and if you stick around to the end, we've got the riff as well. So let's dive in.
So the first step to learning a song is to listen to the song, write down any notes, any instruments that you can hear, any little melodies, anything that really just stands out to you. If nothing stands out to you, that's absolutely fine. But if you can hear something, just jot down what you hear, have that as your notes. Next, we're going to be using Ultimate Guitar tabs for our tabs. You can see that it's Let It Be chords, difficulty intermediate. Tuning is E, A, D, G, B, which means it's standard tuning. It's in the key of C and it doesn't need any capo, okay? So we're going to start off the strumming pattern. So this is a fairly standard strumming pattern. So what I do is I just gently place my hands on the strings just till it makes a muted sound, and then I just try and copy the rhythm if it's there. If you're struggling with that, try clapping it. Okay, now we've got the rhythm, let's look at some of the chords. We've got the C chord, G, A minor, and F. If you need to find out how to play those, just jump into my free course underneath, richcguitar.net, and there'll be some videos in there just for you. Let's start with the C chord. So I would say that you play one chord over two beats, so that's one and two and then the G comes in three and four and. So when I find myself in times of trouble, so I would say every half bar, but this isn't perfect, this rhythm. I would say it has a more fluidity about it, the original. So it's C. So let's work through the chords. So we've got the C chord, which you can see there. Third finger on the fifth string, A string, second on the fourth string, first on the second string. Okay, then we've got the G chord. So second on the third fret, first on the second, and third on the third at the bottom there. We've got A minor, which is the first fret of the second string, and then the second and third, sorry, the second frets of the third and fourth strings, bottom five strings to strum. Now the F, some people can't do the big F, which is, you know, you bar the first fret and then you make the E major shape here. So that's second fret and third frets there. So what some people do is the mini F, which is called the F major 7, which is where you put your first finger on the second string, first fret, second finger on the second fret, third string, and fourth string, third fret. And this, you can play the bottom four, creates this kind of nice feel. So let's give it a go. When I find myself in times, the whole Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. So to make this little section, which just sounds really, really nice, and it happens quite regularly throughout the song, instead of doing the big F, and then it says hit E note here on D string, and then hit, so hit E note on D string, hit string. I don't know what it means exactly. I'm not really following it. So what you do, let's just pause the screen share for a second, is I play the F major 7, so third fret, second and first on those three strings. Then I strum from the bottom four. Then I move this finger up one. So now this is technically an A minor 7. Then I take this second finger off. So now you're just left with that, but still playing the bottom four. And then I make the C chord and play the bottom five. So then it sounds like this. And it kind of has that. It might not be exactly how the Beatles did it, but it still sounds right. It still sounds really nice on the acoustic guitar. Okay, seeing as we're just playing one instrument, the acoustic, it just means we have to create our own mini band within one instrument instead of having the drums and the bass and the piano and all the other stuff that they play. Okay, so that covers you for the whole of verse one. Verse two, etc. So next we have the chorus. So this is pretty much the same, but we just start on the A minor, okay, then the G, F, and C. So let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Then we stay on the C here. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. You do that little run again. Then verse two is the same, just different lyrics. Then we've got the chorus again, which seems to be repeated twice. And then we've got the solo, and then it's back to the chorus, same thing. Verse three is the same, chorus is the same, and now we've got the solo again. So the solo is quite tricky, so we're going to cover that in a different video, but hopefully this has been helpful. We've got the free course down below if you're not sure how to play those chords, and we've covered everything from the strumming pattern to the little run. So if you get stuck on anything, just pause the video at the different sections and try and repeat it over and over. Okay, thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one. Take care.